The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5. And seeing the crowds, he went up into the mountain. And when he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom which comes from the heavens. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the mature sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom which comes from the heavens. Blessed are you when men criticize you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil things about you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for your reward in the heavens is great. For this is the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how will it be salted? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and walked on by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on the stand, so that it shines its light to all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heavens. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will in any way pass away from the law, until all things are fulfilled. Start Dyer Commentary. Fulfilling the law is not the same thing as keeping the law. Jesus did not come to empower us to keep the law. Instead, he fulfilled it. The law is just a type and a shadow of his true righteousness. Once he had come, his life fulfilled all the law. By living a truly righteous life, he completed what God the Father had foreshadowed through the law. In the same way, when we allow his life to fill us and live through us, we too fulfill the law. End Dyer Commentary. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches other men to do so will be called least in the kingdom which comes from the heavens. But whoever will practice and teach them, he will be called great in the kingdom which comes from the heavens. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter into the kingdom which comes from the heavens. Start Dyer Commentary. The only way our lives could be more righteous than these men who scrupulously follow the law is to have God's life live in us and through us. End Dyer Commentary. You have heard that it was said to them in the past, You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that every one who is angry with his brother will be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, that stupid idiot, etc., will be in danger of the council. And whoever says, You fool, will be in danger of Gehenna. Start Dyer Commentary. Gehenna was the place outside of Jerusalem where the inhabitants burned their garbage. There was a continual flame and smoke emanating from this place. Thus it became a symbol of the future fiery judgment of God. End Dyer Commentary. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar and go on your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. Be disposed to agree with your adversary while you are with him in the way, so that it does not happen that your adversary delivers you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and you are thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you will by no means come out from there until you have paid the last little bit of money. You have heard that it was said, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that every one who looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perishes than for your whole body to be cast into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perishes than for your whole body to go into Gehenna. It was also said, Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the motive of sexual unfaithfulness, is himself guilty of making her an adulteress. And whoever marries her who is divorced, in order to remarry, see Mark chapter 10, verses 11 and 12, commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those in the past, You shall not make false promises, but shall perform your vows to the Lord. But I say to you, don't swear any vows at all, neither swearing a vow by heaven, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear a vow by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your word yes mean yes, and your no mean no, and anything beyond this is of the evil one. You have heard that it was said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, Do not resist someone who is evil, but whoever strikes you on the right side of your face, turn the other to him also. And if anyone would take you to court in order to take away your coat, let him have your inner garment also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks from you, and don't turn away the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be mature sons of your Father who is in the heavens. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same thing? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Don't even the Gentiles do the same thing? You, therefore, should be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the end of Matthew chapter 5.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.